Although the governor signed the expansion into law a month ago, it won't take effect until spring. That's because the state Senate rejected a procedural vote to give the bill immediate effect. According to the nonpartisan House Fiscal Agency, that means the state will lose more than $70 million in expected savings under the federal health care law. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville hopes a vote on a bill to fix that gap will be less dramatic than the last, but he understands why some lawmakers may have concerns.
You know, I think those of us that hate Obamacare will always be concerned when we talk about that stuff.
But Richardville says he expects lawmakers to approve a budget fix before the end of the year. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.